Waters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn is an ordained minister. How he left a good-paying job at a church because he wanted to be on the front lines of educating people about the true spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in today. Everybody, of course, talks about the politics, about the Republicans and the Democrats, and now the Republicans are in, why they're going to do the right thing, and they're going to cut government spending. And, of course, remember when they were in power with George Bush, they increased spending, the largest spenders we'd ever had. Only, of course, they were exceeded by when Obama got in. But, of course, it was Republicans that took us into the war, these no-win wars, that absolutely refused to speak out against torture. Well, you have to understand that most Republicans are good people, just like most Democrats are good people. But the leadership of both political parties are controlled by what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. These dark spiritual forces which are plunging America, indeed the whole world, into a coming Holocaust. And basically, of course, Lynn has done a great deal of work. He's written a number of books which we carry. Books like having to do with politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. There is a supernatural world out there, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. And if you believe the scriptures, why God tells us to avoid the astrologers and certainly the people who are into divination and the people who are in mediums and the people who are into spiritualism and fortune-telling. Because, of course, God realized that this was fascinating individuals, but how easy it would to get us aligned with the other side. Because there is another side. There is a Luciferian force at work in our society today. And Lynn, with that as the background, you pick up the story and tell us how you, of course, put together the things that are going on, how the politics and the material things, the ideological battle, really is a spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield.
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, thank you for once again having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here and be part of your program and to talk about the things that are close to my heart and certainly in the forefront of my mind. But this morning I was combing through news stories. And once again, we see the threat of an EMP. They raise this now probably once a month, once every 6 weeks, as a full-length article or someone weighs in on the possibility of an EMP strike on the United States. Some of you out there may remember during the summer the cruise ship that was completely dismantled. And I ran with the story. There was no way to vet it. But what mystified me and others as well is that this cruise ship had four different engines, and the electrical fire had knocked out one of the engines. The other three should have been fine. There should have been no problem, and yet the entire electrical grid over the ship was knocked out. Some people believe that it was a Chinese missile EMP bomb. It's sort of like a shot across our bow. And so here again, we see this EMP thing raising its ugly head in one of the articles that I posted on my blog today. But, Dr. Stan, you're right. There are Luciferian forces, dark supernatural forces, which are pushing this thing. In fact, this morning I still haven't posted my blog yet. I'm actually ruminating on what to post. And there was an article talking about that the cholera in Haiti was imported, manufactured. In other words, this whole cholera outbreak in Haiti is sort of being manipulated. Well, here's, and I may run with this morning. This is the stuff that conspiracy is made of. But what we must remember, for those of us who say, oh, that they would never do that, think about the 65 million who perished in the gulags of Russia. Think of this former Soviet Union. Think about the 70 million. And by the way, the tally there in China is still, the ticker is still going around. The 70 million people killed in the gulags in China. Think of Pol Pot, the 3 million. Think of Hitler and the Nazis with 12 million people in the death camp, 6 million Jews. All that to say this, there are dark supernatural forces. What if some of the conspiratologists were right? What if the earthquake in Haiti literally was manufactured? Because on the other side of the island, there's no earthquake damage. Isn't that odd? Isn't that strange? And from some of the stories I read, and I realize, folks, this is the stuff of conspiracy. But what if Haiti is sort of a model to depopulate the world? We know from the Georgia Guidestones that there is a group of people, men and women on this planet, who want to reduce the population down to about 500 million. Instead of a 6 billion that we have today. What if Haiti is like a sort of like a controlled experiment, if you will, in how to wipe out a bunch of human beings? You've created an earthquake. By the way, folks, the $1 billion aid package is still stuck in the United States. So all that money that everybody, you know, the Americans just, quick, let's throw our money at Haiti. We got to get over to Haiti, blah, blah, blah. That money is stalled in Congress someplace, and it's not yet been released, over $1 billion to Haiti. So there's all these tent cities, people are living in absolute poverty, and now we have a cholera outbreak. Is it orchestrated? I don't know. But I've lived long enough to know that there are dark, supernatural, Luciferian, satanic forces that are pushing and pulling. Is Haiti an experiment, a social genocidal experiment? I don't know. But, look at step one, create the earthquake. Step two, start wiping out the population with the cholera. I mean, let's hope not. But at this point,
let me just intercede here. You know, I've been studying these things for 48 years. I got started back in 1962. Hmm. But I had never heard of the tragedy in China that dwarfed the Holocaust. I mean, we hear about 6 million Jews dying. That's terrible. We never hear about the other 12 million who died. They were predominantly Christians who were in the concentration camps. You can document this in William Cohn's book, War and for Genocide. Professor Cohn studied this, and he admitted, as a Jewish scholar, 12 million others died. But the greatest tragedy, human tragedy, was the great hunger. And you can read about this. You can go to the Internet. You can check all these things out. Basically, in China, between 58 and 62, why they starved to death on the farms, between 41 and 44 million Chinese, they starved them over a period of 4 years, intentionally, purposely, willfully. Now, in the Internet, they usually refer to the Great Hunger as 30 million people, but we've checked this out with Stephen Mosier, who was actually a Chinese scholar. There were between 41 and 44 million, according to the Chinese own figures. How could you suppress something like that in America? Why, we have freedom of the press. And those who control the press suppress information all the time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. We need to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people. people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, and I was just saying, how could you suppress something like the Great Hunger? You could go up on the Internet and on your search engine and check out what I'm saying. They said it was 30 million. The real figure comes from a book called A Mother's Story by Stephen Mosier, who was in China, speaks fluent Chinese, knows many of the people in the government there, and their figure is 41 to 44 million. How could you suppress something like that? I mean, and who could be evil enough to do something like that? So basically what's going on in Haiti, is this an act of God, or is this a coordinated effort by evil people simply to exterminate a large segment of the black population? Go right ahead, Lynn.
You know, another interesting phenomenon that happened in the 20th century, of course, and this one went really under the radar, and a lot of people don't know about it, is you talked about the systematic starvation of the Chinese population, the farmers. The same thing happened in the Ukraine, where you know, like 20 million Ukrainians were literally starved to death, while Stalin seized the wheat and sold it to basically pad his coffers. I mean, that is well documented. 20 million Ukrainians. So, you know, this begs the question, if it's happened then, do you really think anything's changed just because we live in the United States of America? Do you really think that can we be so blind and stupid and dull to not get what's going on, that if it's happened all throughout the 20th century and even spilling over into this century, certainly China continues to liquidate its people, and North Korea continues their gulags and the persecutions of their people. So, I mean, this is the mindset of the Luciferians, where people are stacked like cordwood and burned. It doesn't matter. And so all that to say that, you know, we look at this EMP stuff. If an EMP bomb hit the United States of America, Dr. Stan, I mean, it would just be totally devastating, completely devastating. You'd wipe out life as we know it. We'd have like a modern dark age, if there is such a thing. Okay, my car doesn't start today, but tomorrow it will. No, your car will never start because all the electronics in it are completely fried. The lights in the house will never go back on again. The microwave won't work, folks, because the grid is down, and the grid will not be repaired for literally years, years and years and years. So they keep talking about the EMP. We know that America is not in biblical prophecy. I've written about this in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, which you carry. The idea of somehow we're hit with either dirty bombs or a nuke or an EMP. I mean, it's any one of these scenarios. And the fact that the missile, which I believe was a missile that flew over California several weeks back, was another shot across our bow, literally. I believe it was a missile from a Chinese sub, basically saying, look, you know, we've had it, and we're not going to take it anymore. Don't screw with us. And we were asleep at the wheel, and no one did anything about it. And interesting, 2 weeks after that, over the weekend, over the Thanksgiving holiday, so to speak, right before that, Russia and China announced that they were now going to look for another currency other than the dollar. So, I mean, the writing is on the wall, as it were, and this thing is coming down. I don't know when it's going to hit. I'm not a prophet. But it's very, very dark, in my opinion. I think we're looking at an orchestrated collapse of the financial institutions to bring about a two-class system, the elite, who are mostly Luciferians and satanic origin, and the equally poor, the masses. Just look at South America like look at Argentina or Bolivia or any of those places, and you'll see that Mexico, certainly you'll see that two-class system. That's what they're trying to get here.
And basically, of course, it was very interesting that the Congress had the ability to pass legislation that would cost $4 or $5 billion to have actually repaired the grid so that it could withstand an EMT attack, and they didn't do it. Why? I mean, for a few $1 billion, I mean, they throw that amount of money away over in Afghanistan in a week. So, I mean, there's the wars over there costing us $150 billion a year, Afghanistan, Iraq. So why wouldn't they put out a couple of $1 billion simply to protect our grids so that an EMT attack couldn't wipe out America? And you have to ask yourself, what is the force that's working in Congress that's preventing them from doing what's logical to protect America while we send our troops halfway around the world to inflame the Muslim world? Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, and that's, you know, it's really interesting that you talk about Afghanistan. You know, it's and I've written about this over and over and over again, the idea of a Luciferian dialectic, and a dialectic, of course, is conflict, counter-conflict, synthesis, and that's precisely what we see orchestrated with the 9/11 debacle. And people who, you know, challenge me on that, well, just look at Building 7 in the Pentagon. I mean, let's stop attacking each other and, you know, and ridiculing each other just because we have different opinions, and look at Building 7. How does a building like that free fall? When it hasn't been hit by a plane and it's just a structural fire.
About September 11th attack, and after the Twin Towers came down at 5:20 in the afternoon, then Building 7 came down. Nobody talks about it. 47-story building wasn't hit by a plane, and yet it collapsed in a typical controlled demolition. You can look at it on my website at RadioLiberty.com under other videos at the bottom of the page. Watch Building 7. It's obviously, it was a controlled demolition. Go ahead.
And what's fascinating about this, and I believe, Dr. Stan, that it is a Luciferian dialectic. We have to wait and see what will play out. But the first is the conflict, is 9/11. The counter-conflict, of course, is Afghanistan, which still drags on after 9 years. And the rules of engagement there are absurd. Well, you can't do this, you can't shoot that, you can't go over here. It just goes on. It's endless war. Meanwhile, the $1 trillion opium harvest, you know, if you really wanted to clean the country up and do something, you'd nuke the opium. But what they've done is they've selling the opium, selling the heroin. Now Russia has more heroin addicts than ever before. It's all orchestrated. It's all manipulated. But what astounded me is when we went into Iraq, and even now, you know, Bush with his book is saying it's the best thing, Saddam was a murderer. Yeah, we get it. We get it. But the bottom line is this. It's a two-war front. We're in the Middle East. We're cruising around in Iraq and all this other nonsense. We have not seen the synthesis. And briefly, I believe, and I blogged about this and written about it countless times, watch the King of Jordan, watch the resurrection of Babylon with petrodollars, watch the King of Jordan come in to Iraq as a strong man. That was actually run up the old proverbial flagpole about 3 or 4 years ago when the Iraqis were hammering out their constitution. King Abdullah of Jordan offered to create a constitutional monarchy in Iraq. Of course, that didn't happen, but now we see that the Maliki government is extremely enervated. The sectarian violence continues. What was it last week, or several weeks ago, 160 people, you know, just bombed and exploded with 9 different explosions all throughout Baghdad. I mean, that's safe. That's what we get after 7 years over there. Please, give me a break. But someone like King Abdullah, because he's a Hashemite king, Hashem is the uncle of Muhammad, he holds great sway in the Muslim world between Sunni and Shia. Both respect him. Then he would basically solve the conundrum in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians by giving the northern part of Jordan to the Palestinians for their homeland. What's interesting here is Jordan is populated, or the population basically is about 60-70% Palestinian already. So now he solves the great conundrum in the Middle East by bringing peace to the region, allowing the Palestinians their own homeland. Of course, the last thing he does is give the Jews the Temple Mount to rebuild the temple. By the way, he's the only person on the planet that I'm aware of that literally has the power to strike a deal for the Jews to construct the third temple on the Temple Mount, because again, he's a Hashemite king. He controls the Temple Mount. Everything that happens at the Temple Mount or the other holy sites in Islam is run by the King of Jordan. That's an absolute undisputed fact. So it'd be really interesting to see where all this goes if I'm right, and he comes riding in on his white horse in Iraq, bringing peace, and does the other two things, creating the Palestinian homeland, allowing the Jews to rebuild the third temple. Then he is, guess who he is? He's none other than the Antichrist. His mother, by the way, is European, not sure of her descent. So there's all sorts of interesting intrigue happening with that. But, you know, what drives me nuts, and we've got a friend of ours over there in Afghanistan. He's 20 years old, and he's a Marine, and we saw him right before Thanksgiving. He was on leave, and, you know, he saw things that a 20-year-old, in my opinion, shouldn't see, and I won't describe them on the air. But it's just brutal over there, and 9 years later, it just continues to drag on. It's unconscionable at this point.
And it will continue because we're not allowed to win. Who is funding this whole thing? Ladies and gentlemen, basically, and you may have heard me say this, but if you haven't checked it out, you must get the word out. Lord Black, a peer, a member of the House of Parliament, got up on the 4th of November and said, I am funding the terrorists. I'm a money washer. I've sent billions of dollars to the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, and to terrorists in North Africa. And he said, I can't talk about North Africa, because, of course, that's still sensitive. Well, it's sensitive because that's Al-Qaeda. But we can't let the American people, the people of England, know that certainly the Bank of London, and those are the people who gave him the billions of dollars to launder to send to the terrorists. Now, how could you block something like that out from the media? You can go to the Internet, look up the Belfast Telegraph. The Belfast Telegraph, November 4th, Lord Black finances terrorists. If you can't get it, we have it here. We'll make it available to you, but get it off the Internet and check it out and duplicate it and just go on the corners and shout out, the Bank of London is funding Al-Qaeda. Well, of course, the CIA is funding it too, but the reason we're not going to win over in Afghanistan is because between the Bank of London and the CIA funding the ISI, which is Pakistani intelligence, we're funding the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban who are killing American boys. Just like in Vietnam, we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys there. We couldn't have kept the battle going for 10 years in Vietnam if it hadn't been that we were funding the enemies, the best enemies money could buy. And the average American just can't believe that was true. Who would do something like that? You'd have to be terribly evil. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I mean, we're just touching on the sort of the one aspect, or the aspect that we see manifest on the planet, but there are Luciferian satanic forces which are at work behind the scenes, and they continue to do so. The object being to seat the Antichrist in the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. We know, but that is the end game. I'm reading a book by J.R. Church now, a fascinating book called Daniel and the Bloodline of the Antichrist, and he believes, like I do, that the Antichrist might boast some sort of a Nephilim connection. In other words, the Antichrist will be a hybrid, a modern-day Nephilim of fallen angels and the women of Earth. And what's interesting is, and we know we talked about this before, but we just finished a DVD called UFOs Are Real, Burgeoning and Not Going Away. Well, some of you out there may go, what the heck does that have to do with the Antichrist? Well, in my opinion, it's got everything to do with it, folks, and here's why. Because I believe that these so-called UFOs are actually interdimensional craft. They are not from the Pleiades or Arcturus or some other star system or galaxy. They are, in fact, interdimensional, and this is the great cosmic deception, which is being played out right in front of us. They are burgeoning. The numbers increase on a monthly basis. I'll give you an example. 1950, the year I was born, one sighting in December. Fast forward to last year, 2009, well over 350 UFOs being sighted in the same month. So the numbers are increasing, absolutely increasing, and there is a breeding program going on. The DVD that Dr. Stan is selling, of course, and we just completed it, but we've had a lot of good reviews with it. It's 52 minutes long, and it really opens wide that the phenomena is real, especially when we talk about the cattle mutilations and the so-called alien implants. And you know, some of you out there are going, what the heck does this have to do with, how can you jump from talking about the political to this? Because it's all connected, folks. It really is. It's all connected. The political, the prophetic, and the supernatural are all entwined together. And so I just all I did was leap to the other page that we don't see. But when this thing, when they reveal themselves, it will cause, in my opinion, the great falling away that's talked about in 2 Thessalonians. And that word, by the way, is the Greek word apostasia, from where we get our word apostasy. It is a singular event. It's a deliberate falling away from Christian principles. And what's interesting is we've been set up for this. And again, Darwin, who says that there is no God, that just life evolved here over millions of years, that sets up a vacuum. In other words, that challenges the Christian worldview and sets up a vacuum and allows this lie then to come in and fill that vacuum. And, of course, that is the coming great deception, which is that E.T. created all life on this planet, that they genetically manipulated mankind, started the world's religion, civilizations. Now they're back at this critical juncture in human history. So the DVD, although it doesn't explore that...
Hold that thought, Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited-time offer.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Lynn, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog and get your information. And maybe there's even a church there and Colorado area or Wyoming, where this program's heard, that would like to have you on, and because Lynn actually goes and he gives talks and he's got all sorts of slides, and he can talk for a couple of hours, he can talk for a couple of days, and if you're invited up to Canada where he gave talks, three or four days?
Well, in Ontario, yeah. In Nashville, we did 3 days. We did 3 hours on Thursday night, 3 hours on Friday, all day Saturday with questions. So we did about 12 hours total there. It was fun. And, I've got four different slide presentations, PowerPoint presentations. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural has 200 slides in it. It's very exhaustive. In fact, we don't even talk about UFOs till about the fourth hour. I'm blogging 6 days a week now. That is lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And I know, Dr. Stan, that you carry all the books and, of course, the new DVD, Watchers. UFOs are real, burgeoning, and not going away. And I certainly... folks, if you haven't seen this yet, we're getting some great reviews. One person, Bob Ulrich from Prophecy Manu, said that it was the best DVD that's come across his desk in a long time, and he's seen just about everything. So we keep getting reports like that. I know Dr. Stannis has viewed it also, and it's 52 minutes of expose, and it's for the skeptic, but it's also for people who know something about it. But don't know, haven't really had the time to investigate it, and that's what we do. After watching this, you'll have to come away with a mindset that the phenomena is real, burgeoning and not going away. That something, it moves with impunity in our skies, take our cattle, abducts people in the middle of the night, puts implants into them, and we get into all this. So I think one of the most chilling parts of it, of course, is Dr. Roger Lear, who comes in on the for about 20 minutes towards the end of it, of the DVD, and we investigate the so-called alien implant, and we do that, like I said, for 20 minutes, and it's startling. We actually show what these things look like. We get into how a scanning electronic microscope will go in down beneath the surface and show the nanotubes which are in there and other technology that we have no idea what it's doing. These little implants are inserted underneath a person's arm or leg. Dr. Lear believes, like I now believe, that they are these chips are changing the DNA. They're not tracking devices. It's not that at all. They're actually changing the person's DNA. It's absolutely mind-numbing when we look at this stuff. And he's got he's taken 16 of these things out. So if there's one or two, again, we go, this is a little weird. Don't worry about it. It's all going to go away. Well, after 16, and he's looking at 17, and they keep doing this and trying to find out, who's behind it and what's going on. So we don't get into that, the actual cause behind the phenomena. We don't weigh in whether it's fallen angels or extraterrestrials, although I'll tell you right now, I'll tip my hand in future episodes, we will show that the best paradigm which embraces this the phenomena is, of course, the fallen angel paradigm, not the ET paradigm. And one of the reasons why we did the show, I was filmed from the History Channel, Dr. Stan, 3 hours at one session and 2 hours more recently in August, this past August, and they have an axe to grind. By the way, the company that does it is called Prometheus Entertainment. Well, guess who Prometheus is in Greek mythos? So it's the fallen one himself, and that's what they're promulgating. They are literally pushing the so-called extraterrestrial hypothesis onto the public. This series, now the second season, will be about 20 hours again, promulgating this one world view. And even though I was filmed for 2 hours, so far the second season I haven't been on. In the first season, with 3 hours of filming, I was only on for about 20 seconds, and then made to look like I was saying that Noah was actually his genetic makeup was that of an extraterrestrial, where I was saying exactly the opposite. So we didn't get mad, we got even, and I hooked up with my friend Richard Shaw. We had a very modest amount of money to produce this thing, and we did Watchers TV, and it's episodic. It's the first of many. We're already working on episodes 2, 3, and 4, and I'd encourage you, if you want to know something more about the UFO phenomena, this might be for you.
Now, it's called Watchers, and it is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The Watchers, the DVD, fascinating. We watched it this last weekend. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, the phenomena is, again, it is very real. And in the beginning, there's a montage of craft taken from all over the world. We've got, we also show the difference between orbs and craft. In other words, orbs are balls of light. They are not craft. And those balls of light now are seen by literally hundreds and hundreds of people. It's a global phenomenon. People are looking at these things and reporting them from all over the world. They're also seen above the crops in, let's say, England, where crop circles are being made. Some people report seeing these orbs. It is not craft. The Foo Fighters back in World War II at the end of the war, again, were balls of light. They were not craft. So we sort of make a distinction between the balls of light that are being seen, or orbs, and the actual metallic craft like that was seen in 2007 over the English Channel, which is over a mile wide, seen by two different pilots and shown up on radar. And the reason why we include that is because it completely blows out of the water any idea that this is demonic delusion. How do you get a demonic delusion to show up on radar? You know, and everybody in two different planes are under the same delusion, plus all the witnesses, it gets a little far-fetched and definitely stretched that whole paradigm. It is demonic, fallen angel stuff, but it's not delusion. That craft is real, and it can flit in and out of this dimension, and it does show up on radar. So we talk about that. We refer to the Phoenix Lights, the Stephensville Lights. We've got a great shot of Ricky Sorrell in Stephensville, Texas, talking about the craft that he saw. It was well over a mile wide, how this thing appeared over his head. We really try to open the doors up so people can see the whole view of the room of ufology. And of course, you could take just one of these comments. Let's say you could take Stephensville Lights by Ricky Sorrell. You could do a whole show on that. And that's where we're going. Now that we sort of opened the door and whet everybody's appetite with this, we're going to move into other areas of the phenomenon. One of the interesting aspects of it, of course, is the cattle mutilations, where the cattle is taken, it's drained of blood, udders, flesh around the eye, the jawbone will be stripped of all flesh, eyes will be taken, udders taken, sex organs cored out. It's very graphic and very disturbing when a person actually views the first mutilation. And we have UFO MUFON investigator Chuck Zukowski, who comes on the record and shows us. He actually has an EMP meter in his hand, and the thing is pegged into the red, and he looks at the camera and says, if this was ghost hunters, they would say that there was something was manifesting here. So we see that the animal, even though it's dead and drained the blood, is giving off some sort of radio type signal from it. It's just unbelievable that what's going on. It's not the work of scavengers. It's not carnivores. It's not a bear or a mountain lion. It's not the work of a satanic cult. The animal is dropped into a pasture. There's no footprints around it. Coyotes won't get near it. Scavengers don't pick at it.
Hold that thought, Lynn, and we'll be back in just a moment. But Lynn, our number 1-877-254-754. We're right here.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Scourer, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn, go right ahead.
Oh, Dr. Stan, we were talking about, the cattle mutilation phenomena right before the break. And what I find really interesting is that after decades and decades of animals being taken and mutilated and dropped back into the field, I mean, it's very deliberate. Who's ever doing it, it's extremely deliberate. Why drop it back into the farmer's field? Why not just take it and drop it some other place where no one will ever find it? No, it creates fear. It's deliberate. It's basically saying, we move with impunity over your farm, over your airspace, and you can do nothing about it. And that's true. Law enforcement, after decades, have never yet, to the best of my knowledge, brought anyone into or prosecuted or brought charges against any man or woman. And that's after decades. So something is moving with impunity in this guy. That's all we're trying to do with the DVD, Dr. Stan, is to alert people. You know, and I know there's people out there who are skeptics. What the heck does this have to do? It's got everything to do. You know, it's got everything to do with what is coming. It is part of the great deception. There is a breeding program going on. There are modern Nephilim that are walking the earth. There are hybrids. I believe that the Antichrist will boast an alien connection. That's a direct quote from fellow researcher Chuck Missler. So, yeah, I'm not alone. J.R. Church basically says the same thing in his new book. And there are others who believe that this is what is coming. Well, it's already here. I mean, the phenomena is real, burgeoning, and not going away. That's the title of the DVD. This thing needs, and if you haven't seen it, folks, you need to get a copy and check it out. And, you know, get a bunch of people together and show it to them. Over the holidays, my wife's family got together. We sent them a DVD, and there's about 20 of them back in Pennsylvania. And they all watched this thing, and they were blown away. Because, you know, most people, flying saucers, Kecksburg, isn't that Roswell stuff, little green men or something, and but that's, people don't know. And what we did in 52 minutes is show that something is going on. We don't tell what paradigm best explains the phenomena, although I believe it's the fallen angel paradigm, interdimensional paradigm, which explains the phenomena. We don't really get into that in the first one. This is the pilot of the series. It is episodic. There's going to be more of these DVDs coming. But all we're trying to do with this DVD is to show you, the viewer, that something is happening. And the footage that we show is real, hardcore, physical, tangible evidence, which is why we focus on the cattle mutilations and the implants. Because unlike grainy photographs of UFOs, well, it could be a flock of birds, swamp gas, the planet Venus, all weather balloons, all the nonsense, Chinese lanterns, airplanes with, you know, lights on them, little model airplanes that fly around in the sky with, like, you know, lights on them, LED lights or whatever, all that, okay, we get it. But when you look at a cattle mutilation and you look at the alien implant and you see the technology that's there in those implants, you see the nanotubes with your own eyes, you know that something is up. When we look at the cattle mutilations, we know that something is moving with impunity over the skies of these ranches. They take what they want and they do it again with complete impunity. They know that they can't be caught, and of course they haven't been caught. And that's what we focus on in the DVD. To show people that this thing is, we need to start looking at the scene, get the heads out of the sand, turn off the idiot box at night, quit looking at American Idol and all this other nonsense, and take a little bit of time, just a modicum of your time, and start to look at what's happening. And it's happening all over this planet, all over, Dr. Stan. And I find that incredibly alarming.
I agree with you, and certainly the average individual wants to look at something material. Oh, my goodness, there's going to be a war over in Korea. Are we going to be involved in that? What's going to happen to our soldiers there? Behind everything going on are these powerful spiritual forces. If you've read my series on the First World War, this was all created by occult forces. Nobody wanted a war. The American people didn't want to go to war. The English people didn't want to go to war. The French and the Germans and the Russians and the Turks, they didn't want to go to war, but they were manipulated into war by the powerful occult forces that control their government, and they took them into this terrible war where over 70 million people were either killed or injured, 21 million people killed, 50 million people casualties. And ladies and gentlemen, that will pale into insignificance with the war that's coming. And until you understand these spiritual forces are at work within our society, and they rule our governments, and that's why Lynn's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is so vitally important, and why you need to understand what's going on so you can help others to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing the battle because most people don't even know the war is going on. Well, Lynn, certainly you've done a great job. I really enjoyed, my wife and I both watched your video on the Watchers. I think it's a great title. And, of course, what are the Watchers?
I'm sorry, Dr. Shannon, you faded out on that last part.
What are the Watchers?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for repeating. Sorry. The Watchers, we hear it or we read about them specifically in the book of Daniel, and it says a holy watcher from heaven. Well, there's two. The Watchers that Daniel speaks of is an angel, a holy watcher that comes down, that are basically monitoring the affairs of mankind. Well, on the other side of the coin, again, from the book of Daniel, we've got the Prince of Persia, who I believe is an unholy watcher, exactly the opposite. And he's guarding that particular portal, which won't allow that angelic messenger to get to Daniel. And we see this over and over and over again, that there's this great cosmic struggle which is being played out over this planet for control of this planet. We read the end of the book. We know that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, comes at the Battle of Armageddon. We know that. We know who wins. But in the meantime, we're in the midst of this cosmic struggle, this cosmic chess match, where we see move, counter move, move, counter move. And these watchers are certainly part of it. We read from the pseudepigraphical book, long fancy name meaning written by someone else, it's certainly not part of our biblical canon, but we certainly can appreciate its historicity. The book of Enoch talks about the watchers from heaven coming down and landing where? On Mount Hermon, which is interesting. Mount Hermon today is a geographical war zone. It's a hot spot. It's on the borders of Syria, Lebanon, and Israel. And there's a lot of tension going on there, as above, so below, the old occult expression. But it has a grain of truth in that, in the sense that what we do see is spilling out over to the earth. There is this cosmic struggle happening. And isn't it interesting how Jesus, when he was walking the earth, took some of his disciples, and some people believe, and I'm one of them, that the transfiguration took place on Mount Hermon. And he did that for a reason, because he took back that gate. He took back that portal. That's where all the mischief started thousands of years ago, when the 200 angels descended on Mount Hermon.
God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Lynn Marzulli. He does most of the talking, but he's very articulate, and he's very accurate, and he's very dedicated, and he's a watchman on the wall trying to get people to see what's going on. We do carry his DVD, The Watchers. We think it's excellent. We also carry his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We carry the Nephilim Trilogy. We carry his book on the alien interviews, and it's not interviews with aliens, it's interviews with people, PhDs and scientists and physicians who've actually interviewed people who've been abducted. In fact, there's a fellow named John Mark, I think it is, a professor back at Harvard. He's compiled records of some 5,000 alien abductions. I never forget when I first heard about this many years ago. I thought these people were crazy as loons, but of course now I'm afraid they're not. This is a real phenomenon. They all have the same story. Basically, it all has to do with collecting specimens, having to do with sexual reproduction, and obviously they're working on some sort of a hybrid program. This is not imaginary. The cattle mutilations are not imaginary. The crop circles are not imaginary. Too many people that I personally know have seen the manifestations of the supernatural in that way of the UFOs, and I actually have held in my own hands a spoon that was bent by a major general in special forces who were, of course, part of this unit to contact the supernatural, and they do contact the supernatural. They're able to contact the force from the other dimension. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something totally evil. Now, this is a terrible time. Here we are, the holiday season, to talk about this, but you have to understand that it only confirms my belief, of course, that the biblical story is true. And suddenly you have old people say, oh, well, if you have to understand, it's all about reason and what we can determine scientifically. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a lot that happens that you can't explain scientifically. And you can't explain a vehicle that can go 5,000 miles an hour and make an abrupt right turn. You can't do that because you defy the laws of physics. But these UFOs do defy the laws of physics, as do so much of what we talk about. And if this is true, then there really is a supernatural realm. And if that's true, I believe it confirms the biblical story and the supernatural things that our Lord was able to do, materializing in a locked room, walking on water. How could those things have happened from a logical point of view? They couldn't from a rational point of view, but we're dealing with supernatural elements, and they play an important part in what's going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. The Watchers, an excellent DVD, an excellent Christmas gift. We also have some wonderful music. It's there are CDs done by a man named Newell Oler. Wonderful, wonderful, inspiring music, and certainly we offer this. We offer a lot of things for Radio Liberty. Go to our website and notice the things that we talk about. Certainly watch our DVDs, listen to our programs, read our newsletters. They're all free. And if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we could certainly appreciate it. The end of the year is coming, and we are somewhat behind. We'd like to finish the year a year well. We don't get paid for what we do. We do it because, well, we're watchmen on the wall, too, sounding the alarm, hoping that people will listen to our programs and perhaps begin to read the Bible and find out, could this really be true? Could the stories in the Bible really actually represent God's Word? Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.